Morning, Michael Powell.
Lawrence Powell has the most to explain. He is seen hitting Rodney King over 45 times. Powell testifies about when he and his partner, defendant Timothy Wynn, joined in the chase after Rodney King's car.
I looked in to see how many occupants there were, could count three, and saw the driver and the passenger looking back at us at one point.
When you say looking back, were they continuously looking back?
At different times. It wasn't all three turned their heads at the same time, but the passenger looked back. I saw the driver look back at a time. I saw the passenger look back another time, and the driver, all their heads were going like little dolls. That indicated to me that they knew we were there, and that the police were behind them with lights and siren going.
Powell testifies about the first moments when he saw King.
I saw the blank stare, the slow, stiff movements, and he wasn't complying with the verbal command, and I could see sweat glistening on his face.
Did his conduct concern? Did his conduct figure into your evaluation?
Yes, it did.
And in what way?
And I was scared that this guy was under PCP.
In your mind, was it safe to approach him at that point?
No.
Why did you approach him?
Sergeant Coon told me to. I walked up to the left side of Mr. King and reached down and grabbed his left wrist and placed my right hand just behind his neck on his back and tried to pull the arm out from underneath him.
What was your reason for doing that?
I wanted him to be laying on the ground so I could handcuff him. Mr. King took his arms and broke them free of my grasp and the other officer's grasp, put him down on the ground in a push-up position, raised up his torso, and knocked me off, and I fell backwards and landed on my rear.
When this happened, did that concern you?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I had all my body weight on top of this guy, and in a matter of second, he had done a push-up and had knocked me off and wasn't complying with the handcuffing. He was resisting, biting.
As you were struggling or tugging on his arms, were you assessing anything?
Yes, he had great strength and resistance in his arms.
And you could feel that?
I could feel it, and I could see. He had very powerful arms. This was a big man.
Was there ever a time when you stood facing Mr. King, both of you on your feet, where he is flailing his arms and you're swinging a baton in a forward and reverse power stroke at his shoulders?
No.
Was there ever a time when you were in those same relative positions and you swung your baton in forward and reverse power strokes and struck Mr. King in the jaw or face?
No.
Tell the jury what you remember about that charge.
Just remember, just real fast, I had no time to react. It was practically a head-on collision where I had to step aside, and I had my baton out, but I wasn't able to swing it and
right,
get in the swing.
Stop there. Now, when you say it was almost a head-on collision, describe for the jury in more detail which direction Mr. King was coming toward you, if that was the case, and how you were facing him, if you were.
Yes, he was coming straight towards me, and I was facing directly at him.
All right. And what was the position of his arms?
His arms were up in a manner like this, about shoulder height, with his hands out.
You've described his arms extending out from his body, his hands open?
Right.
And as he came toward you, was he moving slowly or fast?
Very quickly.
And tell the jury what you did in response to that.
I didn't have time to react. I was starting to swing, but it was more like a checked swing when he collided into me.
After the collision, and did Mr. King continue to go in the direction that he was going?
Yes.
And were you able to watch him?
Yes.
And just describe what you saw.
Saw it was his, like a rag doll, no muscles, just everything quit, and his face just went in a straight crashing position and landed on his face.
What did you see next?
I saw his head bounce back up, and then his arms came in underneath him, and he went into a push-up position again, raising his torso off the ground and bringing his legs in.
And what did you do then?
I hit him with the power stroke on his right arm and yelled at him to get down on the ground.
Right. Now, why did you do that?
Because I didn't want him to get back up again.
Why not?
Because he's a danger. He charged me once. He attacked me twice. I've already been attacked, and he's getting up again.
Did you strike Mr. King for the purpose of punishing him?
No.
Did you strike Mr. King for the purpose of hurting him?
No, not for the purpose of hurting him.
All right. Did you strike Mr. King in anger?
No.
Describe your mental state at the time you were striking him.
Objection irrelevant. Overruled.
I was completely in fear for my life, scared to death that if this guy got back up, he was going to take my gun away from me, or there was going to be a shooting, and I was doing everything I could to keep him down on the ground.
Howell denies a prosecution claim that he taunted Rodney King in the emergency room.
Did you yourself say anything about hitting home runs?
No.
Did you hear say anything about playing baseball?
No.
About hardball?
No.
Do you have any conversations like that at all with Mr. King?
Just the usher comment.
So the answer is?
No.
All right. Did you have any conversations with any other officer in that immediate area about any of those things that I've mentioned?
No.
Under questioning by his lawyer, Powell has denied the prosecutor's allegations and has reinforced the same story Sergeant Stacy Kuhn told from the stand, that the force used was justified. But on cross-examination, Prosecutor Terry White focuses on Powell's possible motivations.
When you type something into the MDT, do you think about it before you type it?
Usually, yes.
Usually, you think about what you want to type, and then you type the word in. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Your fingers just don't go over that keyboard or the typing board involuntarily, do they?
No.
Your mind works before your fingers start working. Is that correct?
Yes.
White asks about a police computer message Powell sent just before the incident.
You replied to her, sounds almost as exciting as our last call. It was right out of Gorillas in the Mist. And that's what you typed into her, isn't it?
Yes.
And she typed back, ha, 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 ha. Let me guess who be the parties. You remember that, don't you?
Yes.
And then you typed in a message to her about trying to get through the night and that you were off for 6 days and it was time for some serious bike riding. And then you typed in, good guess, didn't you?
I believe so.
Now this incident that you're referring to, this last call right out of Gorillas in the Mist, it involved a family of African Americans, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And in your description of these individuals, you called them